You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, case number 67, Taxi by Harry Chapin. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On today's Lyrics Undercover, we'll take a look at Harry Chapin's signature tune, Taxi, a story about two old flames meeting in the unlikeliest of situations. We'll listen to the lyrics and hear the background of the two old lovers in just a moment, but first, a little background on Harry Chapin. Harry Chapin was born on December 7, 1942, in Greenwich Village, New York, the son of Jim Chapin, a big band drummer who worked with Tommy Dorsey and Woody Herman. Growing up in a musical family, it was only natural that Harry leaned towards a music career, starting in high school as a member of the Brooklyn Heights Boys Choir. And around the same time, he and his brothers, Tom and Steven, formed a folk band with Harry playing guitar, banjo, and trumpet. After college, Harry temporarily backburnered his musical career, working as a taxi driver and making film documentaries. A documentary about boxing entitled The Legendary Champions was nominated for an Academy Award, and later, a film project called Blue Water White Death brought Harry back into the musical fold as he included some of his own music on the soundtrack. In June of 1971, Harry posted an advertisement in the Village Voice, looking for help in performing the narrative songs he has written. Answering the ad were bassist John Wallace, who performed with Harry and the Boys Choir, as well as guitarist Ron Palmer and cellist Tim Scott. After a week of rehearsals, the band got their first gig, opening up for the band made up of Harry's brothers, the Chapins. But it wouldn't be long before Harry and his band were courted by several record companies, eventually settling on Elektra, who offered them a 9-album deal worth $600,000 with a $40,000 advance. The next year, Harry Chapin's debut album was released. Called Heads and Tails, it reached number 60 on the Billboard charts, due in no small part to what would become Harry's signature song, a semi-autobiographical tune that perfectly represented Harry's knack for telling a story. The song was Taxi.
It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make my night. A lady up ahead waved to flag me down. She got in at the light. Oh, where you going to, my lady blue? It's a shame you ruined your gown in the rain. She just looked out the window. She said 16 parks I think.
The song tells the story of a cab driver named Harry and a long-lost lover named Sue, who, on a rainy night in San Francisco, hails his taxi. In 1969, Harry worked as a taxi driver in New York City, but for the song, he changed the locale to San Francisco, as he said, to make the song more interesting.
Something about her was familiar. I could swear I'd seen her face before. But she said, I'm sure you're mistaken. And she didn't say anything more. It took a while, but she looked in the mirror. Then she glanced at the license for my name. A smile seemed to come to her slowly. It was a sad smile, just the same. And she said, how are you, Harry? I said, how are you, Sue? Through the too many miles and the too little smiles, I still remember you.
In the song, Harry and Sue are reunited several years after they broke up to follow their dreams, Harry wanting to become a pilot and Sue an actress. However, as the song progresses, we learn that neither of them realized those dreams. And while it's clear in the song that Harry not getting his wings relegated him to driving a taxi, Sue's fate is unclear. However, she married into wealth, as evidenced later by the neatly trimmed lawns in her neighborhood.
It was somewhere in a fairy tale. I used to take her home in my car. We learned about love in the back of a Dodge. The lesson hadn't gone too far. You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights, I took off to find the sky.
The song leaves us with a sad ending as Harry and Sue part ways again, both suspecting that they won't reunite. However, almost a decade later, Harry released the appropriately titled song Sequel, which revisited the two characters and continued their story. In a nutshell, Harry the cab driver has turned into Harry the musician, and Sue is alone but happy as she has finally found herself.
Whoa, I've got something inside me to drive a princess.
Like the song to which we're listening, Harry Chapin's story has a sad ending. On his way to a benefit concert in 1981, Harry changed lanes on the Long Island Expressway, and his 1975 Volkswagen was hit from behind by a tractor trailer. The sparks from the metal crushing ignited the gas tank, and the car burst into flames. And while the driver of the truck was able to pull Harry from the flaming wreckage, his injuries were too much, and Harry was pronounced dead at Nassau County Medical Center.
There was not much more for us to talk about. Whatever we had once was gone. So I turned my cab into the driveway, past the gate and the fine trim lawns. And she said, we must get together, but I knew it'd never be arranged. Then she handed me $20 for a $2.50 fare. She said, Harry, keep the change. Well, another man might have been angry, and another man might have been hurt, but another man never would have let her go. I stashed the bill in my shirt.
Harry's philanthropic work, however, continues to live on, and through benefit concerts, as well as work by his brothers and former manager, the Harry Chapin Memorial Fund continues to raise money towards his humanitarian goal, eradicating world hunger.
And she walked away in silence. It's strange how you never know. But we'd both gotten what we'd asked for such a long time ago. You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights, I took off for the sky. And here she's acting happy inside her handsome home. And me, I'm flying in my taxi, taking tips and getting stoned. I go flying so high when I'm stoned. That's
going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.